This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:14 in for Tommy Tucker on this President's Day. Glad you're with us. Keep the texts coming. I'll read some of them coming up a little later about this report you heard in the news about whether or not our pets truly love us the way we love them. Do you think your pets love you, or do they just see you as someone to pet them, feed them, give them treats, and as a resource? Ali Bustamante is a UNO professor in the Department of Economics and Finance and director of the Division of Business and Economic Research, and has done some research on housing costs here locally and nationwide. Good morning, Professor. Happy President's Day.
Good morning. Happy President's Day.
I'm glad you could be with us. Inflation has definitely been one of the most troublesome and difficult things that we've been dealing with now for really the last several years. And people have been feeling the pain, but housing prices have outpaced inflation we're seeing in other parts of the economy, haven't they?
Absolutely. In fact, when we think about inflation overall, which is to say, you know, the overall increase in prices, housing is really a key element that is actually causing a lot of these pressures. As you mentioned, you know, it's really the biggest and largest pinch that folks are really feeling these days.
Yeah, and for most people, it's the biggest single payment they make every month, whether it's toward their mortgage or toward their rent. That's the one thing. You need a roof over your head. And for most people, now I know car prices have gotten to a point, and trust me, I went car shopping last week, to a point where cars now, new cars in many cases, cost more than some homes, and definitely more than the first home I bought, but we'll stick to housing. It is the biggest portion of a lot of people's monthly expenses. How much have housing prices increased?
I mean, it really is right now when we're first off and over the year, when we think about what's actually driving in the increase in overall prices, about 30% of that, it has to do with housing. It's really not just, you know, home ownership in terms of mortgages and home insurance, but also rent. And when we're looking at, you know, relative to where we were just, you know, 3-4 years ago, you know, with the pandemic, we've seen housing prices increase almost to about 20%.
My goodness. So your rent, your mortgage, when you include all of the other costs, when you're talking about housing, you are also talking about insurance and utilities and everything else that goes along with living in a house or an apartment.
Yes, we are. And, you know, we actually have the ability to disaggregate that. But really across the board, as you mentioned, you know, we know very well here in Louisiana, you know, home insurance prices have just like skyrocketed overall. But it really is, you know, housing, as you mentioned, you know, it's the largest expense that most people have. And that's really the biggest pinch that folks are feeling. Although I also mentioned that over the year, we've actually seen some considerable increases in both obviously food prices as well as gasoline over time.
Yeah, I'm not discounting the other parts of the inflationary calculation, but housing clearly a big problem. And you talk about it's responsible for 30% of the inflation we've seen, and the average person is paying 20% now more for housing than they were just a short time ago. So why have housing costs gone up so dramatically?
Well, there's really two key parts. One of them is the fact that interest rates are really high. You know, interest rates have been, right now your 30-year mortgage is most likely going to be over 7%. And a lot of that is not just impacting the cost of homeownership itself in terms of getting a mortgage, but also the cost of development. So there's a lot of developers who are really reticent to break ground on new projects.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
With these interest rates so high.
You know, on one hand, I was excited. I sold a house 3 years ago and got dramatically more for that home than I paid for it because of the housing inflation. But of course, I had to then go buy another home. So I went from seller to buyer, not so happy as a buyer as I was for as a seller.
And that's, in fact, something that we're, you know, that I think a lot of folks are really, really aware of right now. The fact that if they do sell their home, you know, they might be facing a lot higher mortgage rates than they were previously paying, as well as just the overall, higher valued market than they had, you know, when they probably first purchased that house several years ago. And so that's actually another factor that is really contributing to housing prices remaining stubbornly high. The fact that there's just a lot of folks who, you know, might be thinking twice before selling their homes.
We're talking with Professor Ali Bustamante at UNO about the dramatic increases we've seen in the costs of housing, both rents, mortgages, insurances, and everything else that it goes into what you pay to keep a roof over your head. When we come back, I'm going to ask him, what does the future look like? Do we see anything on the horizon that suggests we're going to stop seeing these dramatic increases in what it costs for a home, whether that's insurance rates, interest rates, property values, or anything else that's going to help in that regard? I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. We're back with Professor Bustamante after we take a look at WWL traffic. Professor Ali Bustamante is with us at UNO as we're talking about how housing costs have dramatically skyrocketed, outpacing other inflationary costs that we've been dealing with over the last several years. 20%. Increases in housing costs, which is responsible for nearly a third of all of the inflation we've been dealing with. Professor, does the future look any brighter in terms of slowing this inflation?
Well, you know, there's really two key parts that are going to shape what the next couple of years looks like. One is interest rates. The unfortunate part is that right now the Federal Reserve was on track to continue to cut interest rates, which again was going to ease some of this pressure that has been that a lot of developers and a lot of folks have been feeling about, you know, driving higher prices up, as well as preventing the new development of a lot of new housing. That being said, with a lot of the trade uncertainty right now, the Federal Reserve is on path to actually slowing, if not, you know, at least temporarily pausing interest rate cuts. And so that's really one factor where it's really not till we get much lower interest rate cuts, much lower interest rates, that we're actually going to see some of these pressures ease. The second part, as we kind of mentioned, is, you know, when are folks going to feel a lot more comfortable listing their homes? So it's really a chicken or egg thing where, you know, it's when folks really feel, you know, that the economy is doing, you know, extremely well enough that they're able to sell their homes and find a new home at a relatively reasonable price, that they're going to increase that housing supply as well.
Yeah, so with the Fed's efforts to right the economy include slowing down interest rate cuts, that may be helpful to some sectors of the economy, but it really is not to the housing sector.
Exactly right. So, you know, if your savings account is going to have much higher returns than it otherwise would, but when it comes to, and, you know, and actually, you know, your housing prices might continue to go up in terms of, you know, if you're a homeowner, you know, your home values are probably going to continue increasing. That being said, it really provides no relief to the folks who are buyers right now, either facing a limited supply of housing options or high interest rates.
Yeah, it's not easy. And nonetheless, you need a roof over your head. You can't pitch a tent and call it a day. At least most of us cannot. So I guess we'll just have to continue to follow the bouncing ball and hope for the best. Professor Bustamante, any final thoughts before I let you run?
As I mentioned, right now it's a bit of uncertain economic times, but, you know, I feel optimistic that we can actually get to a place where we have, you know, the Federal Reserve cutting these interest rates and really easing a lot of these tensions.
Thank you, Professor. We appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your President's Day. I'm not sure how you're supposed to observe President's Day, but, you know, go feel presidential, I guess.
Great.
Or buy a
mattress.
Thank
you so much.
Right. All right. Thank you, yes. Professor. Professor Ali Bustamante at UNO. We heard in the news a new survey out on whether or not